Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's Green Onions. That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that you can use there for your benefit. You can read, listen, ask questions, including the body of work that Wally Bach has deposited with us over the years, the last almost 14 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
I'm going to give you a new one, Jim. I want to give you the one with the writing services stuff, and it's writingabookwithwally.com.
Writing a book with Wally. Is that pretty intuitive?
I hope so. I had a guy named Gary Hart help me work on that.
Yeah.
I had my own little brain trust working on that project. But,
right.
Yeah, writingabookwithwally.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. If you want to write a book, Wally's your guy. And so, hey, Wally, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, we were talking in the previous segment about how things have changed in the last 14 years since I started doing my show, since you first started joining us on the show. All of this change, all this compression of change, this velocity change, all these different, the new wave of generations of change that have happened in the last 14 years has changed the marketplace. And it's given customers are starting to perk up and starting to realize, wait a minute, I don't have to be passive in this relationship. I actually have some power. I can go online, I can study, I can read, I can do a little research, I can compare. I don't have to have a salesperson. This has changed the process, the whole dynamic between customer and business, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And businesses, you know, ignore it at their peril, I think. You know, we've got this whole Occupy movement going on, but the thing that I take out of that is that there's a whole bunch of people out there who want to change some basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't buy that part of it. But I look at that same thing happening in just basic customer stuff. People mm-hmm. just say, wait a minute, if you're not going to deal with me the way I want you to deal with me, and I'm talking about reasonable ways, like mm-hmm. answer my email
right.
and be there when I call and send me an acknowledgement and that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I can find somebody else who will. And that's the exciting thing, is that you can.
And
if you're the consumer, you can.
Exactly. And you're no longer held hostage by a customer, by a company, by a business, and... The thing that I've been talking about, Wally, as I've been proposing my age of the customer ideas, is that it's no longer enough just to be competitive. You have to be relevant to the expectations of your customers. Even if you're competitive, you could still not or maybe even cheaper. If you're not relevant, people are going to go somewhere else, aren't they?
They are.
That's different, isn't it? That's different.
It's definitely. I mean, it used to be that it was enough to be to do okay. A couple of years ago, a friend of mine, you may know him, Scott McCain, wrote a great book called "The Collapse of Distinction."
Mm-hmm.
And one of the examples he uses in there is a small Indiana town. The fast food chains come to town. There's a couple of restaurants that have been there for, you know, 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 30, 40 years later, of those two restaurants, one is still there and thriving, and the other is gone, eaten up by the fast food people.
Right.
And the one that's there is the one that's distinctive. And it's distinctive in terms of what they offer. It's distinctive in terms mm-hmm. of the experience. It's, you know, if you're a small business, you want to beat Walmart. You don't beat it by trying to out-Walmart.
Right.
Because they'll kill you. You beat it by doing something different, better, and I love Scott's term, distinctive.
Well, and also not worrying about the world, only worrying about those customers who want what you have, and knowing that that's all you have to have. Those are the only people you need to be successful.
As long as there's enough of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
I've worked with clients over the years. Yeah, I can really do a great job on this niche, but the niche is only three people, and they don't buy anything. Oh well, okay. Let's see if we can expand that a little bit.
Right, right.
But yeah, if you take care of people, and that doesn't mean you're not going to lose people. You will, and it doesn't mean you're not going to screw up, because you will. And it doesn't mean you don't have to go get new people, because it doesn't. But it does mean that the opportunity that's there is that you can be successful, be fabulously successful, by doing an incredible job with a narrow niche of people. And all the stuff we've been talking about, the technology and that, it can either help you or not, but whether that happens is up to you.
And in my opinion, most small businesses who go out of business because of themselves, not because of what some big box company did to them.
Yeah. I did a study some years ago, and when the office places came to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I found was that those mom-and-pop places that went out of business, and there were three of them in town, weren't doing anything.
Right.
I mean, they had really high prices. They didn't listen to people. They were
I know some of those people. That's exactly right. And they did it to themselves. The big boxes didn't do it. Hey, Wally, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for 14 great years, buddy.
Hey, thanks for 14 years of fun, Jim.
Yeah,
here's to another 14.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Wally. See you next time. Quick break.
Take care,
29
buddy.
After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.